Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, September 21st, 2018. On this day in 1937, J.R.R. Tolkien's The Hobbit was published. Berlin is getting a new aid facility for the homeless. According to the organizers, the Berlin City Mission opened its refurbished air dome on Thursday at the Container Bahnhof near Frankfurter Allee, offering 54 places for men and 16 for women, and is more than just an emergency overnight stay. Ortrud Volvend, spokeswoman for the City Mission, stated that it, quote, is about stopping impoverishment and clarifying the prerequisites for further support, the aim being to mediate in further assistance. A prerequisite, however, is that homeless people must be open to receive help, and, according to Volvend, for such counseling to be possible, there must be no extreme dependence on alcohol, for instance. There are also strict rules. The offer of help ends when a guest refuses to cooperate or becomes conspicuous, for example, by violence or drug offenses. A 4-week ban on further overnight stays is then also possible. This doubles the City Mission's capacity for more qualified assistance to around 140 places. Around 70 places are already available throughout the year, together with Caritas and Moabiter Frankenstraße. This year, the new offer will initially only be available for a few weeks. Then, from November 1st on, the air dome with its nickname, Hallelujah, will be rebuilt and will serve as usual, with planned 100 places as a pure, cold emergency overnight stay with food distribution. Unknown persons carried out an arson attack on and threw stones into the front windows of a Turkish educational association on Reuterstrasse in Neukölln early Thursday morning. Residents were able to extinguish the flames quickly, and, according to initial findings, no one was injured. Fire investigators from the State Criminal Police Office were on the scene in the morning to secure evidence and are now investigating. The police confirmed that there had been a fire, and a spokeswoman added that the fire had obviously been deliberately caused by one or more unknown persons. The perpetrators spray-painted the words, "For Afrin, Sarı Hilde," or "For Afrin, Stand Up," on the sidewalk in front of the club. The arson attack could thus be connected with Turkey's military operation in the Syrian city of Afrin. Per reporting in the Berliner Zeitung, in the northern Syrian region, the Turkish army has been taking action against the Kurdish militia YPG since January. Turkey classifies the YPG as a terrorist organization because of its links to the PKK. In March, the Turks and their Arab allies had taken Afrin. The Turkish offensive against the YPG repeatedly leads to massive protests by Kurds in Germany, some of which culminate in violent actions such as graffiti, damage to vehicles, and arson attacks. In mid-March, strangers threw an incendiary device into the Dittib Mosque in the Pankower Allee Kulweinstrasse corner of Reinickendorf. The police assumed it to be a politically motivated crime and considered a connection with the Turkish military offensive against Kurds in northern Syria to be probable. A debate has flared up in the Markusviertel in Reinickendorf on the question of whether a school is a suitable place to hold political events. Specifically, it is about an AfD event that has registered a civic dialogue to be held in the school after hours. Among other things, the party wants to talk about criminality in the school environment, but the parents around Janine Zoyma, the parent representative, fear that there will also be messages there that do not fit into the open and tolerant worldview that is to be conveyed at the Bettina Arnim Secondary School. But the protest is difficult. On one hand, the AfD is by no means the only party that has so far organized events at schools. On the other hand, its influence is obviously also increasing among parents, as a look at Pankow shows. Representative Zoyma went on to say that she did not hear about the AfD event until last Friday by chance, adding that she registered 150 people, including parents and local residents, who will demonstrate in front of the school at 6 p.m. before the meeting. the Berlin districts are proceeding differently with the allocation of schoolrooms. In the Reinickendorf district, political parties can, in principle, use classrooms for political events. School city councilor Tobias Dolasa for the CDU, who agreed to the use by the AfD, stated that in the past, different political parties have also made use of the school. In general, the principle of equal treatment of the party law applies here. School principal Ralph Heitmann recently raised safety concerns because construction work is taking place and building materials are lying around openly. But after an inspection, police officers saw no obstacle. Other Berlin districts, however, would rather prevent such use. Oliver Schwark of the SPD, school city councilor of Tempelhof-Schöneberg, stated to the Berliner Zeitung that he believes no evening meetings of political parties should take place in the school buildings in the district. Of course, it has been added that balanced panel discussions with representatives of political parties, such as student representatives, should be excluded. The principal Heitmann of the Arnim School is now in favor of banning party events in schools in Reinickendorf, stating that school should be a neutral place. And, in Janine Zoima's opinion, even pupils and adolescents are still very susceptible to influence. The New Mobility Act is designed to make cycling in the capital as safe and attractive as possible. But neither the Senate nor the districts have an exact overview of where the planned cycle connections are to be established in the city. A new online project would now like to provide more transparency. The Fix My Berlin platform has compiled all the planned building projects and made them accessible to the general public. For example, an interactive map shows exactly where a new cycle path is to be built in the capital. In addition, the map can also provide information about the current phase of the construction project. Construction is already underway at 20 locations in Berlin, and 8 projects have already been completed. If you register on the platform, you can also be informed about the development of individual construction projects. But the map can even do more. A second view shows how bike-friendly Berlin's main roads really are, according to the criteria of the new mobility law. The platform has developed a so-called Happy Bike Index to access cycling suitability. Various factors play a role in determining this index. The number of cars on a road, how fast they are allowed to drive, and the type of cycle path are taken into account. The results are then classified from very bad to super. The open source project is funded by the Federal Ministry of Transport with almost 100,000 euros. The data will be made available by the Senate Administration for Transport and the districts. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.